Okay.
Wow.
Heat it up, Walker.
Okay, so here we go. Okay.
Are you ready, Steve?
I'm going to address this in a number of ways. First off, the
whole— you re-gift?
Just let me say this.
Okay.
First off, the point of Secret Santa at a company workplace is to prevent things like this, for someone to feel bad or to someone to get a gift from someone and then say, that's not what I like or whatever it is. So the point of Secret Santa is that you don't tell people who is you have or who you're getting the gift from. That's why it's called Secret Santa. So everybody in this whole place broke the rules from the beginning, except for me. I'm the only person that never told anybody who I was getting. So whoever organized Secret Santa told Adam Forsyth that it was me that got him the gift. Okay, that aside, that's the rules of the game. So the rules of the game were broken. So Andrew's a little confused by that, but I expect that from Andrew. Okay, so secondly, when I agreed to be a part of Secret Santa, I got Adam Forsyth's name. Mm-hmm. I don't know Adam very well, but I know he loves hockey. He's a big hockey guy. So I was going to Cyclone Taylor in Coquitlam, and Brent is the manager. And Brent will back me up on this 100% because Brent and I walked the entire store looking for a gift for Adam. We looked at, would a Christmas ball be good as far as like something to hang on the tree? Would it be a book or something? Would it be like kind of a cool water bottle? We had a limit of $25. So all of a sudden I step across and I see on the wall hanging a product called Summer Skates. And what these are basically
shower slippers.
They're not even shower slippers. They're slippers that they're basically flip-flops, but the flip-flop part, the part where you put that holds your foot in, mm-hmm. is made of hockey laces. So the guy that came up with this is a guy named Miles Doak who came back from school and thought, what do I do with all these old laces that I have? So he created a unique product that now is endorsed not only by the NHL, by the NHLPA as well. You can literally take these and get your team name put on them. You can put a thing. Number one, they're over the price. They were actually $29.
We had a $25 limit.
Right. So I said, look, you know, it's only a couple extra bucks. I think these are really a nice gift.
So you went above and beyond here.
So then I go and pick up the extra large summer skates. They were a little bit, this is after a good 15 minutes of walking the store mm-hmm. and looking at other things. So I pick up the summer skates. I thought, these look a little too big. Adam's not a huge guy, like as far as, he's probably like maybe 6'1", 6 feet, 6'1", something like that. So I didn't know he had size 13 feet. So these are very fitted to a certain size. I even went online to the website itself and said, what is the adult large supposed to fit to? And it's supposed to fit to 11.5. So I thought that gives me a range between 7 and 11.5. So I think that's a perfect range to get it. Adam's feet are a size 13. So I guess why these wouldn't fit.
This is the issues when you buy sizing,
but
for
Brent,
somebody.
But Brent
sizing
said,
sucks.
Brent said to me, that if they don't fit, just bring them back and we'll get them the extra large. So I bought them. I bring them home. My wife spends the time to put them in a box, wrap them up nicely, and put them all in. And then I come in this morning and I see them just thrown on a table with not a care in the world. And then I hear about these two. So not only did I go out and buy a gift, not only did I wrap it, not only did I spend some time in thinking that Adam's a hockey fan and really enjoy these, but then I have to listen to the two shows yesterday afternoon with not a fact to be had, speculating on what was wrong and making mistakes and asking for an apology. So now today at 7:23, I am asking for not only an apology to me, but an apology to my wife and to Cyclone Taylor as well, Brent there. And I want it not only an apology, I want a written apology, and I want a written apology read on the air by both shows. And I want it this afternoon or else I will contact a lawyer.